So on the line all the way from Sydney, Australia, from Jordan and Eddie, the website that does really amazing movie reviews, jordaneddie.wordpress.com. We have Eddie on the line. I saw the trailer for this particular movie a couple of months ago, and I got all excited because I saw the first one. The first Kingsman movie, which kind of came out of nowhere, was surprisingly good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I still remember when I first saw it, and it felt like the movie that had kind of come out of nowhere, and directed by Matthew Vaughn, who got his name originally helping out Guy Ritchie with early films like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch, was the director of the film, and it was an ultra-violent, super silly comic book adaptation that pretty much put the spy genre on its head, turned the normal James Bond type scenarios around and made it into something different. And yeah, it was. It was a massive hit, Terrence. Made over $400 million at the box office worldwide, and people seemed to really love it. Had a few memorable scenes, like a church fight and Samuel L. Jackson as a villain. Yeah. So, look, it was a very fun film, and it really, made a good impression with audiences around the world.
So with this second version, does it kind of continue the first story, or is it a whole new story from the first movie?
So it does follow on pretty heavily from the first. We're catch up probably a few years after the events of the first film, and Eggsy, who was our young hero from the first film, is more experienced in the agency, the Kingsman spy agency, but he's still grieving the loss of his mentor, which was Colin Firth, who was, spoiler alert, he was killed in the first film, and it's not a spoiler to say that he comes back here because it was shown in the trailers. But so we catch up with Eggsy doing his work, and there's some people out there that are trying to kill him. And very early on, we see an attack on the Kingsman bases around England, and they're kind of thrown into disarray. And from there, they end up going over to America and catching up with the American spy agency known as the Statesman. So we're introduced to a whole different branch of this super agency of spies, and they're up against Julianne Moore, who plays a drug baron called Poppy, who wants world domination and money. So, look, the plot's really silly. It allows Matthew Vaughn and his actors to, they do ham it up, but that's what we want. That's what the first film was fun for. It was a bit over the top and crazy, and we certainly get that again here.
Yeah, I mean, you're not watching a movie like this for the intricate plot details.
Well, that's it. Yeah, look, it's so silly, the whole thing. And the first film, even the finale of the first film, for those that have seen it, was really over the top and, full of colour. And just, it was really crazy, but it was fun. That's what the movie did. It really, I guess, hit a nerve with movies that were probably taking themselves a little bit seriously. And all of a sudden you had this Kingsman movie that came along, and it was a breath of fresh air. And look, it's The Golden Circle, which is the title of the sequel, it's not as surprising. It's probably not as, groundbreaking, but it is more of the same. So anyone that enjoyed the first Kingsman, you're going to have a hard time to not have fun with this one, because it does all those things that you want from the Kingsman brand, I think.
So, and this is really, like you're saying, it kind of moves away from other spy films, Bourne Identity and obviously things like James Bond, that do take themselves, they're taking themselves a lot more serious as, we see James Bond getting darker and darker and darker. Do you think that this is the kind of franchise that might carry on after this one? Does it have the legs of a James Bond?
Look, depending on the stories, and I guess based on comic books, it does allow them to have a good groundwork for a lot of further, plots and things, kind of like the James Bond series for a lot of years. They were relying on Ian Fleming's source materials, and I think Kingsman does have quite a number of different comic books from memory, so you'd think that they've probably got a bit of a plan ahead, and I think the main thing for them now will just be keeping things, how do you create a bit of freshness to each one, because as while the Golden Circle is fun and a bit more of the same, it probably doesn't hit the same highs as the first, so now it would be a bit about maintaining that. It's probably a series that, if it does continue, would need to watch itself pretty carefully, just not to repeat past glories and do things that we've seen before. I mean, audiences are very, we're pretty picky these days. We're very spoilt, so keeping things new and exciting for people probably isn't as easy as, even 10 years ago. So, look, after this one, I think there's still definitely room to grow, and particularly with them moving over to America and setting a lot of the action there. Maybe they could keep it a bit of a worldwide thing where each adventure kind of crosses into different agencies. Perhaps that's a way they could do it. But yeah, look, definitely not a series now that you would say has run its race. And depending on box office, you would have to think that, depending on cast as well, if they're keen, I think very much so we may see more in the future.
Now, you mentioned with the first movie, there was a couple of kind of standout scenes. You know, I think of the first time they're in the bar and there's that bar fight scene. There's the fight scene with Colin Firth in the church, which was super intense. And I don't think I fully recovered from that first church scene. And then, of course, the end sequence with all of the colorful head explosions. Are those kind of fun pillar moments in the second film as well?
Yeah, look, mate, I wouldn't say there is something as maybe standout-ish as that in this film, but there's definitely moments. And look, something that Matthew Vaughn does really well is he directs action in a really exciting and frenetic way, pretty much like the Bourne movies did back 10, 15 years ago. They changed how action was shot with all this shaky cam and threw you right into the action. And the way Matthew Vaughn throws his camera into action scenes is really exciting, actually. It creates a really fun vibe, and so when the action hits in this film, it's really good. There's a couple of good fights. There's a really funny extended cameo from Elton John, which is used to great effect in a few scenes. And although there's no church scene or even a finale as such as the first, there are some really energetic moments that get the blood pumping, and you're kind of sitting there just taking it all in as much as you can because it's all happening pretty fast. But and there's a couple of scenes there with Julianne Moore as the villain that are pretty memorable, one involving a freshly cooked burger. I won't explain too much more about that. I'll let people see that for themselves. But, yeah, there's some pretty funny little memorable scenes in this one. Yeah, not to the level of the first, but, it would be hard to top. I'm not too sure how you, like you said, mate, recovering from that church scene may be a lifelong thing to try to do, because that was just pull on that scene and the finale as well, as we've said a few times. I think it really made that Kingsman film, The Secret Service, that's what made it so talkative. People were talking about it and people were telling their friends to go and see it, and I think it was on the back of those type of scenes.
Well, it sounds like if you're looking for a fun action, slightly adult film, this is the one to go for.